Hello， 通勤家族，感谢大家在 Apple Podcast 上的五星评论以及留言鼓励，也欢迎大家有节目建议或者技术问题可以来信到 ask15mins@gmail.com。由于 Apple Podcast 只提供单向留言，John老师就无法回应留言或者是与你互动咯。All right, let's start with today's Daily English Shadowing article. About Japan. Asia welcomes travelers, but Japan says not yet. In a normal year, this would be peak season for tourism to Japan. But as the cherry blossoms burst into bloom, along Kyoto's ancient temple-lined alleys, and boat tours ply the waters of Tokyo's flower-lined rivers, Japanese tourists largely have the spectacular display to themselves. The country sealed its borders to most foreign travelers early in the pandemic, and has only recently begun to allow a slow drip of students and business people to return. Those hoping to visit Japan for fun shouldn't hold their breath. Despite the National Tourism Organization's wishful thinking, Koichi Wada, the head of Japan's tourism agency, told Parliament last month that it's exceedingly difficult to forecast the long-term trends for inbound tourism. Next article. Dismantling work begins on iconic Nagagen Capsule Tower. Built a half century ago as a futuristic architectural marvel that would permanently house tenants, the Nagagen Capsule Tower in Tokyo's Ginza district failed to stand the test of time. Dismantling work started on the aging structure on April 12th, much to the sadness of the building's legions of fans across the world and former tenants. The building, designed by famed architect Kisho Korukawa, 1934 to 2007, looks like a jumble of blocks stacked at odd angles high in the sky. The tower has been known as a representative work of the metabolism architecture movement, which started in 1960. The building was designed to evolve further by replacing spaces and functions in accordance with societal changes. Thanks for tuning in! 记得我们每日跟读、精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ，Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。